After one experience of meeting the Creator within, you will remember the message of the Creator, because it is the message of your own heart. It is no different from the message that your heart sings every time you look into the eyes of another with love. It is no different from the message that your heart cries out when you see suffering anywhere. This is the message that you bring to the world and that you would leave with the world when you are your true self. It is the message that I leave with you now so you may remember it once again and share it with all those whose lives you touch. Be kind to each other and good. Be kind to yourself and good as well. Understand that these two are not mutually exclusive. Be generous with each other and share. Be generous with yourself as well. Know that only as you share with yourself can you share with another, for you cannot give to another what you do not have. Be gentle with each other and true. Be gentle with yourself and true as well. To thine own self be true, and it follows as the day, the night, thou canst not then be false to any man. Remember always that betrayal of yourself in order not to betray another is betrayal nonetheless. It is the highest betrayal. Remember always that love is freedom. You need no other word to define it. You need no other thought to comprehend it. You need no other action to express it. Your search for the true definition of love is over. Now the only question will be whether you can give this gift of love to yourself and to another, even as I have given it to you. All systems, agreements, decisions, and choices that express freedom express God. For God is freedom, and freedom is love expressed. Remember always that yours is a world of illusion, that nothing you see is real, and that you may use the illusion to bring you a grand experience of the ultimate reality. Indeed, that is what you have come here to do. You are living in a dream of your own creation. Let it be the dream of a lifetime, for that is exactly what it is. Dream of a world in which the God and Goddess in you is never denied, and in which you never again deny the God and the Goddess in another.
Let your greeting, both now and forevermore, be Namaste. Dream of a world in which love is the answer to every question, the response to every situation, the experience in every moment. Dream of a world in which life and that which supports life is the highest value, receives the highest honor, and has its highest expression. Dream of a world in which freedom becomes the highest expression of life, in which no one who claims to love another seeks to restrict another, and in which all are allowed to express the glory of their being in measure full and true. Dream of a world in which equal opportunity is granted to all, equal resources are available to all, and equal dignity is accorded to all, so that all may experience equally the unequaled wonder of life. Dream of a world in which judgment is never again visited by one upon another, in which conditions are never again laid down before love is offered, and in which fear is never again seen as a means of respect. Dream of a world in which differences do not produce divisions, individual expression does not produce separation, and the greatness of the whole is reflected in the greatness of its parts. Dream of a world in which there is always enough, in which the simple gift of sharing leads to that awareness and creates it, and in which every action supports it. Dream of a world in which suffering is never again ignored, in which intolerance is never again expressed, and in which hatred is never again experienced by anyone. Dream of a world in which ego is relinquished, in which superiority is abolished, and in which ignorance is eliminated from everyone's reality, reduced to the illusion that it is. Dream of a world in which mistakes lead not to shame, regrets lead not to guilt, and judgment leads not to condemnation. Dream of these things and more. Do you choose them? Then dream them into being.
With the might of your dreams, end the nightmare of your reality. You can choose this, or you can choose the illusion. I have said to you before, through the words of poets and leaders and philosophers, there are those who see things as they are and say why, and there are those who dream of things that never were and say, why not? What do you say? Now is the time of your deciding. Now is the hour of your choice. You have come, as has your species, to a crossroads. You will select, in the days and weeks, months and years immediately ahead, how you want life to be on your planet, or if you want life to be on your planet at all. You will choose either to continue living the illusion that you have created as if it were real, or you will choose instead to step away from the illusion, to see it as an illusion, and to use the illusion in order to experience heaven on earth and the ultimate reality of who you really are. This is my message to the world. You can create a new kind of civilization. You can seek a newer world. The option is yours. The moment is at hand. This is your moment of grace. Use this moment. Seize the day. Begin as you awaken, by seeing yourself as who you really are, by praising all that you have ever been and all that you have become. And begin by choosing, in this moment of grace, to become more than you have ever been or ever dreamed of being. To reach beyond your own reach, to remember that nothing is beyond reach. See yourself as the light that will truly light the world. Declare yourself to be so. Announce it to your heart, and then through your heart to everyone. Let your actions be your announcement. Fill your world with love. Know that you are the Savior for whom all have waited, come to save everyone whose life you touch, from any thought they may ever have had that would deny the wonder of who they are and the glory of their eternal communion with God. Know that you have come to the room to heal the room. You have come to the space to heal the space. There is no other reason for you to be here. You are on a journey to mastery, and now is the time to get on with it. Embrace the holy moment. This is my message, and there is more. Be in the world. Do not ignore it. Spirituality does not have to mean finding a cave and hiding out forever. Be in your world, but not of it. Live with the illusion, not within it. Yet do not abandon it, do not retreat from the world. That is not the way to create a better world, and it is not the way to experience the grandest part of you. Remember that the world was created for you, so that you might have a context within which to experience yourself as who you really are.
Now is the time to do that. The world you have created may soon be uncreated by the lot of you if you ignore that world much longer, allowing it to go its way while you go yours, involved only in your own day-to-day experiences and playing little part in seeking to co-create the larger experiences around you. Look at the world around you. Feel your passion. Let it tell you what part of the world around you that you wish to recreate anew. Then use the tools you have been given to begin that recreation. Use the tools of your own society, the tools of religion, education, politics, economics, and spirituality. You can make statements with these tools, statements of who you are. Do not imagine that spirituality and politics do not mix. Politics is spirituality, demonstrated. Do not imagine that economics has nothing to do with spirituality. Your economy reveals your spirituality. Do not think that education and spirituality can or should be separate, for what you teach is who you are. And if that is not spirituality, then what is? And do not imagine that religion and spirituality are not one and the same. Spirituality is that which builds a bridge between the body, the mind, and the soul. And all true religions build bridges, not walls. So be the builder of bridges. Close the gaps that have formed between religions, between cultures, between races, and between nations. Join together what has been put asunder. Honor your home in the universe, and be its good steward. Protect your environment and save it. Renew your resources and share them. Give glory to your God by giving glory to each other. See God in everyone, and help everyone see God in themselves. End your divisions and your rivalries, your competitions and your battles, your wars and all your killing forever. End it. Put an end to it. All civilized societies finally do. This is my message to you and more. If you truly desire to experience the world of your highest imagining, then you must love unconditionally, share freely, communicate openly, and create cooperatively. There can be no hidden agendas, no limitations on love, no withholding of anything. You must decide that you truly are all one. That what is good for another is good for you. What is bad for another is bad for you. That what you do for another, you do for yourself. And that what you do not do for another, you do not do for yourself.
Is it possible for you to act like this? Are human beings capable of such splendor? Yes. I tell you yes, and yes, and 1,000 times yes. And do not worry that then there will not be enough of what you are not left to create a contextual field within which to experience who you really are. The whole universe is your contextual field. All of your memory as well. The elders and the wise among you often exhort you to erect monuments, to create special days, and solemn rituals to commemorate your past, your wars, your holocausts, and all your moments of disgrace. Why commemorate these, you may ask? Why keep bringing up the past? And those elders will say, lest we forget. Their advice is more sound than you know, for in creating a contextual field in memory, you make it unnecessary to do so in the present moment. You truly can say, never again, and mean it. And in declaring this, you use your moments of disgrace to create moments of grace. Can your species make such a declaration? Can the human race remember itself as it was when it reflected in every thought, word, and deed the image and likeness of God? Are you capable of such splendor? Yes. I tell you yes, and a thousand times yes. This is how you were meant to be. This is how life was designed to be before you lost yourself in the illusions. It is not too late. No, not nearly too late. You have such glory and wonder, you can do it. You can be it. You can be love. Know that through all, I am with you. This is the end of the present communication, but it can never be the end of our collaboration, our co-creation, or our communion. You will always have a conversation with God. You will always have a friendship with God. And you will always be in communion with God. I will be with you always, even unto the end of time. I can never not be with you, for I am you, and you are me. That is the truth, and all else is an illusion. So journey on, my friend, journey on. The world waits to hear your message for its salvation. That message is your life lived. You are the prophet whose time has come. For what you demonstrate is true about your life today is an absolute prediction of what will be true about your life tomorrow. This makes you a prophet indeed. Your world will change because you are choosing to change it. Your work is healing more than you know, and your reach extends beyond tomorrow. All of this is true because you choose to allow the wonder of your communion with me to be demonstrated in, as, and through you. Choose this often and bring peace to my world.
Become an instrument of my peace.
Where there is hatred, so love.
So love.
So love.
Where there is injury, pardon.
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 Where there is doubt.
Where there is doubt.
Faith.
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 Where there is despair. Hope.
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 Where there is darkness.
Where there is darkness.
Light.
Where there is sadness.
Joy.
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 Seek not so much to be consoled as to be understood, as to understand.
To be loved as to love.
For love is who you are and who you have always been. It is all there ever was, is now, and ever shall be. You have searched for a truth by which to live your life. And I give it to you here again. Be love, my beloved.
Be love, and your long journey to mastery will be over, even as your new journey to bring others to mastery has just begun. For love is all that you are, all that I am, and all that we were ever meant to be.
So be it.
This has been a Highbridge audio production.